the Cubans also have their eyes on Africa, particularly on what had been the former Belgian Congo.
The Congo lay at the heart of Africa. It could be a kind of motor or heart for socialist revolution, which could radiate outward and liberate the hemisphere.
President Kasavubu's government, backed by the CIA, fights a rebel group called the Congolese National Liberation Movement.
The CIA creates an army of about, on average, 1,000 mercenaries, half from South Africa and Rhodesia, the other half from Europe.
And the Cubans felt that they should go and support the forces who were fighting the United States-backed groups.
The impression Che Guevara got was of a revolt that was still very strong and with very committed leaders.
With the Congo in mind as a place ripe for revolution, Che heads to New York and the country he has for so long despised.
He came to the United States in December of 1964 and addressed the United Nations.
Total de los artefactos termonucleares y apoyamos la celebración de una conferencia de todos los países del mundo para llevar a cabo estas aspiraciones de los pueblos.
Wearing the green fatigues of the revolution, he criticizes the U.S. involvement in Vietnam and the conflict in the Congo. Next, an appearance on Face the Nation. Che continues to the North African city of Algiers, where he makes a speech openly criticizing the Soviet Union.
Che, in essence, broke his sword with the Soviets.
When he returns to Havana, Che and Fidel Castro have a closed-door meeting.
Having blasted the Soviets, who were, after all, the hand that fed Cuba, having bitten them in the hand, Fidel had to say, "Che, I think it's time you go." And I think Che said, "I think it's time too."
Che hopes he can win back favor by leading a successful campaign in the Congo. The mission is to help support and train rebels in guerrilla warfare.
Che had Fidel's blessing, and he essentially disappeared from the domestic political map of Cuba.
Che and his men arrive on the Congolese shore of Lake Tanganyika on April 24th, 1965.
Mira, era una...
First of all, in the Congo, nothing was prepared. There was no chief. There were no men ready to fight.
In the case of the Congolese rebel leader, Laurent Kabila, he actually visited the front himself only once. Kabila arrived in a speedboat with a couple of prostitutes and several bottles of whiskey. Che's own Cubans almost mutinied on him once they saw the kind of men they were fighting alongside.
The few men that were there, when we gave them the weapons, they didn't know what they were receiving. They had no knowledge of weapons or ideology. They didn't know anything.
Che hopes he can get the rebels into shape and stages a few successful raids, but loses six of his own men in the process. Che had not been seen in almost a year.
CIA believed that he had died or might have even been killed when he left Cuba.
October 3rd, 1965, responding to speculation that he had ordered Che's death, Fidel Castro reads a letter Che has written to him.
I feel that I have fulfilled the part of my duty that tied me to the Cuban Revolution and its territory. And I say goodbye to you, to the comrades, to your people, who are now mine. I formally resign my positions in the leadership of the party, my post as minister, my rank of commander, and my Cuban citizenship. Nothing legal binds me to Cuba.
Che had not expected the letter to be read publicly.
Y resulta que ya no lo era.
The day that Fidel read that letter is when we found out about it. It was a very difficult moment. He was neither the Cuban nor African leader.
Che himself was going through a very dark period. While there, he received the news that his mother had died. He was very close to his mother, and that was really hard on him.
He had turned into a withdrawn man. He didn't talk. He was always alone, sitting on a tree trunk. He was in a bad mood, and he spoke very little with us.
By mid-October, government forces and mercenaries advance.
His camp was nearly overrun.
Rebel resistance collapsed. And at the same time, what you have is the decision of the government of Tanzania that they're no longer going to support this war.